You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A change in theory by the FBI about the 42-year-old U.S. Army veteran who drove a pickup truck into a crowd of revelers in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Here's Christopher Rea with the FBI's Counterterrorism Division at the news conference.
First and foremost, let me be very clear about this point. This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act. But at this point, currently, and this is another position, another fact I want to be clear on, we do not assess at this point that anyone else involved in this attack is involved in this attack except for Shamsuddin Jabbar, the subject you've already been briefed on.
Initially, authorities suspected that Shamsuddin Jabbar had accomplices to orchestrate the attack. Jabbar, who was shot and killed by police after firing on officers, steered a rented truck around a police blockade and onto the sidewalk early Wednesday morning, plowing into pedestrians celebrating on Bourbon Street. The rampage turned the festive area of the French Quarter into a scene of devastation, with victims left bloodied and mangled and others scrambling for safety. The FBI has labeled the attack a premeditated act of terrorism, saying Jabbar was 100% inspired by the Islamic State group. Investigators found an Islamic State flag on the truck and discovered multiple improvised explosives, including remote detonated pipe bombs hidden in coolers. Authorities are also reviewing 5 videos Jabbar posted on Facebook in the hours before the attack, in which he pledged his support for the extremist group and hinted at the violence he would soon unleash. In the past, he'd also posted about himself on YouTube. Here's a video that was uploaded back in 2019.
Good evening. I'm Shamsuddin Jabbar. So I'm born and raised in Beaumont, Texas, and now live in Houston. And I've been here all my life, with the exception of traveling for the military, where I spent 10 years as a human resources specialist and IT specialist, where I learned the meaning of great service and what it means to be responsive and take everything seriously, dotting I's and crossing T's to make sure that things go off without a hitch.
Jabbar, who served in the U.S. Army from 2007 to 2020, had rented the truck in Houston on December 30th and drove it to New Orleans the following night. Investigators are now focused on understanding how Jabbar became radicalized and what led him to carry out the deadly attack. Reports say he originally wanted to annihilate his family and friends to lure them to a celebration where he'd kill them. But Jabbar changed his mind because he was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, believers and the disbelievers, end quote. New Orleans officials say that mechanical barricades and bollards on Bourbon Street were not functioning and were being replaced ahead of the Super Bowl in February. In their place, police cars and other barriers were placed at parts of Bourbon Street, but the attacker drove onto the sidewalk to evade the barriers and slam into crowds of people. Bourbon Street was closed off for hours as authorities processed the horrific crime scene, which was littered with bodies and debris. The area has now been cleared and businesses have resumed operations. The attack also led to the postponement of the Sugar Bowl at the nearby Superdome, but that will now be played. Some of the victims' names are also now being released. They are Martin Tiger Betch, 28, a former Princeton University football player; Nakira Dedo, an 18-year-old aspiring nurse; Reggie Hunter, a 37-year-old father of 2; Nicole Perez, 27, a single mom; Hubert Gautreau, 21, Matthew Tendorio, 25, an audiovisual technician for the Superdome; Kareem Badawi, a student at the University of Alabama; and Drew Dauphin, a 2023 graduate of Auburn University in Alabama. Dozens more were injured in the attack and hospitalized. In the meantime, officials ask if you have any information or video that can help in this investigation, they urge you to call 1-800-CALL-FBI.
I'm Drew Nelson. In the midst of New Year's celebrations, a 10-year-old Florida girl is killed by a stray bullet, and police say they may never find the person who fired the shot. Yanalise Munguia, who had just turned 10 on December 26th, was celebrating with her family outside their home in Alapata shortly after midnight, January 1st. They were lighting fireworks in a parking lot when she suddenly collapsed. Here's her grandfather, Ramon Valdizon, speaking through a translator on WFOR.
Suddenly, the girl collapsed. Her father went to her and burst into tears. Then he picked her up, and my son-in-law said she had a gunshot to the head.
The bullet struck the back of Yanalise's head. Her parents rushed her to meet emergency responders from Hialeah Fire and Rescue. Yanalise was transported to Jackson Ryder Trauma Center, but she was pronounced dead there. Investigators believe the fatal shot came from celebratory gunfire. Miami-Dade police wrote in a statement, quote, "What goes up must come down," urging the public to avoid firing weapons in the air. Duh. They're asking for tips to identify the shooter in this case and have offered a $5,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest. Yanalise's family describes her as joyful and smart, her father holding a drawing she made for him on Father's Day, telling WTVJ, quote, "She was the most beautiful. I'll never have another like her." Her grandfather says he struggles to explain her death to her six-year-old brother. He says, quote, "It hurts my soul," speaking of the little girl's excitement every time he visited. Detective Andre Martin, highlighting the dangers of celebratory gunfire, saying, quote, "We have a 10-year-old girl who lost her life at the beginning of the year. This is a prime example of the dangers of shooting a firearm indiscriminately into the air." The tragedy coming as law enforcement in South Florida continues efforts to stop celebratory gunfire during holidays. Police say they got serious about stray gunfire after the 1997 death of 5-year-old Rakia Isaac in Miami. Yanalise's family is now planning her funeral. Authorities are urging anyone with information to contact Miami-Dade Crime Stoppers at 305-471-TIPS.
I'm Nicole Parton. An update on a missing toddler we brought to you earlier in Fayette County, Alabama. New court documents released on Tuesday shed light on the serious charges facing Wendy Pamela Bailey, the mother of a missing toddler. These documents allege that Bailey failed to report known instances of child abuse inflicted upon her 15-month-old son, Caleb Collins. This by his father, Stephen Bailey Collins, in July 24. The filings claim that Bailey exhibited a blatant disregard for Caleb's safety, neglecting to intervene during two separate instances of severe abuse, which involved methods such as binding him with rope and physically assaulting him, leaving visible injuries. The documents indicate that there is photographic evidence to support these allegations. Other charges include abuse of corpse. The documents describe how Caleb's remains were handled in a manner deemed shocking to social norms. Following his death, his body was reportedly placed in a bag and stored in an outdoor shed for a period of time before being disposed in an undisclosed location. Additionally, the court records detailed incidents involving domestic violence, including a concerning text from Stephen Collins to Bailey in which he threatened to kill Caleb. This was accompanied by disturbing photographs of the child, showing him hanging from a rope and displaying blood on his body. Reportedly, Collins' messages included apologies and indications of the child's condition, to which Bailey responded with remarks suggesting she believed Caleb was merely tired and hurt. As the investigation continues, the sheriff's office has been actively searching for Caleb for 3 weeks, with officials believing the boy is dead. Wendy Bailey is currently in custody facing multiple charges, including those abuse of corpse charges, aggravated child abuse charges, and others. Her father, John Bailey, is also being held at the Fayette County Jail on a $100,000 bond for failing to report his grandson's disappearance. The child's father was killed in a traffic accident along with the child's toddler sister. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this crime alert, I'm Nicole Parton, and Happy New Year.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.